We ask the cabinet secretary to move with speed and save Masai Mara University from sinking. While other universities have fully implemented the national CBA 2017-2021, Masai Mara University suspended the implementation of the same in October 2021. This forced the unions to move to court to contest this move. The courts have ruled and judged against the university in all the three cases. That is the case for Wasu, the case for Kusu, and the case for Kudeya. The case for Kusu and Kudeya were joined and were prosecuted in the Nakuru court. And the case for Wasu was prosecuted in the Nairobi Employment and Labor Relations Court. The courts have ruled and judged against the university in all the three cases. However, a few individuals have crafted a way of making millions from these cases by ensuring these cases are appealed against this, by ensuring they appeal against these judgments every now and then, so as to make the money by getting kickbacks from the university lawyers, per diem, travel allowances, and mileages. Actually, what we are experiencing in Masai Mara right now is what we call wash-wash. The lawyers are cleaning money into individuals' accounts, into suppliers' accounts, into contractors' accounts outside there, and now the university management is going to get this money back into their pockets.